all that you're pouring.
Okay, we're at the end of Siman Kaf Kuf Pei Vav. We're up to Sif Kaf Aleph. Shofar shel Rosh Hashanah. Ein mechalin alav yom tov hafila b'davar sheyesh bo mishum shvut. You're not allowed to be mechalin yom tov in order to fulfill mitzvah shofar. Why? We have two reasons. Look at the mishmaris of Katan Pei Beis. Ein mechalin. This is a Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah and Daf Lam Beis. That explains the Mishnah of Katan Pei Beis. Mishnah Dechil Yontif Ba'asei V'lo Sasei V'shopu Rak Asei V'in Adov. In Adoiche, we have a concept of Asei, Docha, Sasei. Shofar is a Mitzvah Sasei. But Yontif is not just a Lo Sasei, where you could theoretically say Asei Docha Lo Sasei. Yontif is an Asei and a Lo Sasei. And I say, it's not docha lo sasei ve asei. Okay. Now the Shara Tzion Oyz Kuf Tes Zayin tells us this is a Gemara. However, even if it was an asei and a lo sasei, even if it was just a lo sasei, it would not be docha. Why? Look at the Shara Tzion Oyz Kuf Tes Zayin. I'm around the Gemara Kushta de Milsa Noka. So that's one point of truth that an asei is not docha lo sasei ve asei. But even if Yontif was only an assay, and it, theoretically one could say assay docha lo sasei, that would not be relevant by shofar anyway. Why? We only say assay docha lo sasei when it's be'idna. Where at the exact same time that you're over the lo sasei, you're makayim the assay. But here, you want to do something in order to get the shofar. It's just getting the shofar is not the assay. Blowing the shofar is the assay. So the lo sasei that you would want to be over is only a hechsher mitzvah to get the shofar. So that's for sure not going to be, we're not going to say assay docha lo sasei in such a case. Now, Dirshu, footnote 76, addresses the following question. What if someone was mechala yontif on a Doraisa level in order to get the shofar? Am I now allowed to blow that shofar? So first he brings down from a sefer called Parat Yosef that if you violate an Issa Doraisa to get the shofar, it's ma'isa yontif and you'd not be allowed to blow the shofar. But then he brings down from Shomo Zalman the Issa ma'isa Shabbos, ma'isa yontif is an Issa Hanah. And to kiss shofar is not enough. Mitzvahs lavli hanos nitnu. So even if the avid, someone would have violated an issa d'oraisa in order to get the shofar, it would not be also be the avid to blow the shofar, says the Shomo Zalman, because mitzvahs lavli hanos nitnu. Dirshu goes on to say that despite what the Shomo Zalman says, it's not so poshut. Because there is a whole machlokes back in Shin Yud Ches, the beginning of Bishul Shabbos, which discusses Ma'isa Shabbos. Over there, is the Isser Ma'isa Shabbos an Isser Hana, or is it an Isser Hishtamshus? And so if it's an Isser Hana, which that's how Rosh Hashanah seems to be understanding, Mitzvah Zalim Hanas Lichim. But if it's an Isser Hishtamshus, then it will be relevant even B'makom Mitzvah. Okay. So the Mechaber tells us he can't be Mechala Yontif in order to get the shofar. Now we've been discussing the concept of Asei. Los Asei, we're dealing with the Doreis. But the Mechaber says you cannot even violate an Isidur Avonah to get the shofar. Even if it's only Isidur Avonah, you still can't do it. Hey Tzad, now the Shulchan Aruch, Tov Kuf Beivog, Siv Chof Aleph, gives us an example. Haya shofar barosha ilan. The shofar is on the top of the tree. There's an issa d'rabban to climb a tree on Shabbos for you. Oh, me'ibra enar, it's on the other side of the river, and you can't go around the river. Ve'ein shofar elu, it's the only shofar around. Can I violate an issa d'rabbanon? Can I swim across the lake, take a boat across the lake, climb the tree? Says the Mechaber, no. Ein ha'oyla ve'ilan, ve'ein ha'shat v'pnei ha'mayim k'dei l'havyom. That's all from the Mishnah. Over there in Rosh Hashanah. I'm not allowed to violate this in the Rabbah to get the shofar. However, although before we get to the however,
but I heard that from him before.
Okay, however, by day, in a Yehudi mutter, but to ask a guy to climb the tree, to ask the guy to cross the river to get you the shofar, that's mutter. Why? Dave shvus to shvus, umako mitzvah, lo gazer. I skipped the parentheses. That's a double derabanan, and double derabanan of umako mitzvah is going to be mutter. I'm the Elsiman Shin Zayin. Hey, tells us a double derabanan. What's a double derabanan? There's an issa derabanan called Amir la'akam. They ask a guy to do something. If I ask the guy to do something, that would be usher for me to do on a Torah level. It's a shvus, issa derabanan. But when I'm asking the guy to do something that anyway is only usher in derabanan, meaning even if I were to do it myself, it would only be an issa derabanan. So now it's lower to a double derabanan. I'm asking the guy to do something that is only aser midrabanan for a Jew himself to do. So double derabanan is still aser, but the Shulchan Aruch over there tells us b'makom mitzvah, b'makom shasuchak, b'makom matzorach, b'makom choli. There are three exceptions over there, and b'makom mitzvah is one of them. And therefore, the Shulchan Aruch tells us I cannot violate an issa derabanan to get a shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Even if that Issa D'Rabbanan is quote-unquote only an Issa D'Rabbanan of Amir Lakum. But once the Issa D'Rabbanan is asking the guy to do something that's only Asa Mid D'Rabbanan anyway, so it's a double D'Rabbanan, so that would be Mutter B'Makom Mitzvah. That's what's explained here in the parentheses that we skip. Perish. Issa Amir L'Ani Yudiv Issa D'Raisim Shem Shavuz. To ask a guy to do something that's Asa for the Jew, for a Jew to do on a Torah level, is a shvus, meaning an issa derabanan. She'amru chazal dishbos niza amir le'en yehudi. Chazal told us not to ask a guy to do something for your Shabbos. However, if you're asking to do something that's only also for a Jew to do on a derabanan, take a level, uve issa derabanan, shvus to shvus, it now gets downgraded to a double derabanan. Once it's a double derabanan, it's mutter b'mako mitzvah, so that's how you can get your shofar on Rosh Hashanah.
So I was confused also.
Mishmar is the cotton pay dalit. Ketzad. Who has the chain between the Tumchot Tchum? A Jew is not allowed to go outside the Tchum on Shabbos or Yantar. The Ein Leh the Chutz Tchum Kedei the Shema Kol Shofar. You can't go out of the Tchum to get the Shofar. You can't go out of the Tchum to hear the Shofar. Who has the call Issad Rabbanan? You cannot violate any Issad Rabbanan to do with the Shofar. You go on. No fall of Galavanim. It's buried underneath a pile of stones. I can't undo the pile of stones to get the shofar.
What about the fact that you're just bringing in an animal shofar?
If the shofar right now is not blowable, and I need to do something to it to make it useful and to make it usable on Rosh Hashanah, the aser ayi de atzma. It's usher for the Jew to do it himself. Even if I'm using some kli that's not normally used to prepare a shofar for usage, the lo habim is a rak mishum shvus. So because I'm doing it in a weird way, it downgrades. It's a shinui. It downgrades to nisa derabanan. It's also going to be usher. Gam kein usher. So the sharat zion points out in. Sharatin Ois Kuf Chav. It says if I want to use a kli that's not normally used, so I'm doing it with a shinui. I'm preparing the shofar for use with a shinui, and that I can't do myself because it's an issa derabanan. Says the Sharatin Ois Kuf Chav. Avala yidei goy mutar b'zot asam achav demat neshus neshus b'makom mitzvah. But a guy could be that would be a shvus to shvus. So this is a very hot topic and not so simple. Let's say I want the guy to do something that's awesome in a Torah for a Jew to do. So we said it's awesome. But if a Jew were to do it, let's say turning on a light in the olden days with an incandescent bulb, everyone agreed it was awesome. That's Reb Chaim Oizer's famous light bulb. It's an issa d'oraisa to turn on the old-fashioned incandescent light bulbs on Shabbos. Okay, now here we did with Yantar, so it might be more lenient. But okay, well, let's pretend we're talking about Shabbos. I can't turn on the light. Shabbos awesome in a Torah. I can't ask a guy to do it. I'm asking a guy to do it. It's a derisa. If I turn on that light bulb with my elbow, I did a shinui. It's a derabana. So can I ask the guy to turn on the light with his elbow? And then it will be downgraded to an issa derabana. Downgraded to a double derabana. A shvus to shvus, which will be mutter, b'mako mitzvah. So, That's what the Shaar HaTzion is saying over here, that since you're doing something that should be asur min HaTorah, but you're doing it in a weird way, for the Jew to do it that way is asur min Rabbanan, but they go, it'll be mutter because it's a double shvus, shvus, b'mako mitzvah. So the issue points out in the footnote 80 that to ask a guy to do something with a shinoi would be mutter. Because it downgrades to a shvus to shvus b'mako mitzvah. Now, it's not so simple. Not all the posts can agree to that. But one of my students recently did a chabura on this topic. And Rav Nemenzel, it is Mishabura. The Yitzhak Yikare, he accepts that as a fair. He says that that's valid. That will be downgraded to a shvus to shvus b'mako mitzvah, which would make it mutter. So that's how Renamzal Paskins. I assume he got it from Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, but I can't say that. Sure. And that's the deal the issue has here in the Shaar HaTzion.
Similar idea.
Well, I was once sitting on a bus with Rav Stern up the hill, and we were discussing the I don't know your Maisa, but there's a famous Maisa in Lakewood where the lights went out Friday night, and Rav Cutler asked the guard to turn on the light because it's B'mako Mitzvah Derabim. Mitzvah Derabim is very controversial. When the Mishabura discusses Mitzvah Derabim, he's talking about the Erev breaking. He says, Michshel Derabim. So when Rav Stern told me it is Maisa, he says, I don't know why Rav Cutler didn't ask the guard to do it with his elbow. I mean, not everyone agrees to that, but at least you have more to rely on, because I once asked him, that was about Mitzvah Derabim, and he told me, Chas V'Shalom. So he did not agree with what Rav Aaron Cutler did Friday night.
I scared the guy was going to look at him like he was crazy and launch him on the way.
In Lakewood. Okay, but all these are different...
Who is that, Maisa? Maisa, I heard what was that he asked to do with the
shinoi. You heard that he asked the guy to do with the shinoi?
I don't know.
Fine. So Rezenza holds that asking the guy to do the shinoi will downgrade it to a shus to shus b'mako mitzah, which will be mutter. Okay. Mishabura Sifkatan Peivav goes on. Now, it could be, I didn't have a chance to look at the Pri Chodesh, but the end of the Shaar HaTzion that we just did, Kufchav, a Pri Chodesh mefak fake ach vazeh. So it could be that's the Pri Chodesh doesn't like asking the guy to do it with a shinoi, that he doesn't hold that downgrades it to a shvus to shvus that would be mitzvah marko mitzvah, but I did not look at the Pri Chodesh. Didn't get around to it, so I don't know. Now, Mishabur Sifkatan Peivav has a very interesting comment. So he said that you can ask the guy to do a double drabana to get the shofar. The Lufiza says the Mishabur Efshir could be, I feel welcome, Sheshel shofar. I have a shofar. Rakshi Inushal Ayel. It's not the best shofar because it doesn't come from an ayel. The best shofar comes from an ayel because that is Me'oire, the Schus of Akedah, Yitzchak. But it's fully kosher without an ayel, according to everyone except, I think, the Rambam, we said. The mutter laviyadei goy shofar shel ayel, the mitzvah ba'ayel. So he says, Efshir, it could be that you're allowed to ask the guy to do an issus d'rabbanan to bring you a shofar shel ayel. And Gershu footnote 84 points out that the chiddush over here, what does it mean b'mako mitzvah? Anything that I could just pin as a mitzvah? Obviously, here's a mitzvah. It's a shofar. But wait a second. I already have a shofar. So I don't need a shofar. I want to do shofar in a higher level. So that's a discussion. Am I allowed to the shvus to shvus, which is mutter b'mako mitzvah, I can do the mitzvah without violating, whatever, without utilizing the shvus to shvus. But am I allowed to use the shvus to shvus to make my mitzvah on a higher level, to use an ayah? So that's what he wants to say is, Dirishu points out, it seems to be a suffix over here in the Mishabura, because he uses the Lashon Efshir. Could be that would be okay. What's the tzad that it's not okay? Because you have a shofar. You don't need it. You want to do it on a better level. Okay, who says you can do the shus to shus b'makom hiddur mitzvah? Maybe yes, maybe no. Efshir. Efshir, it's okay. Okay, Sif Chaf Beis. Okay, this is a... it's a bit of a rougher sit. In ein a Yehudi heavy shofar michutz l'tchum token bow. The guy brings you a shofar michutz l'tchum. You're allowed to use it. Now, this is a little bit interesting because I'm allowed to ask the guy, assuming the tchum is derabanan. We're talking about the two tchumim. There's a tchum that's for sure derabanan alpayim amma, 2,000 amma side of the city is derabanan. Then we have yud beis mir, which is a machlokas. Tanam amram rishonim. That's a machlokas if that's daraisa or not. So Mishmur right away says he's talking about the tchum daraisa. Now, I guess you have to say that, because if I can ask the guy to do an Issa Darabanan of going Chutz L'Tchum to get the shofar, so then obviously when he brings it, I could use it. If I couldn't use it, then there would be no point in asking him to do it. So obviously that's okay. So that's the Mishnah Berurah points out right away. I know, I feel Chutz L'Yud Beis Mil, the Havi Daraisa L'Kama Poskim. You can even ask the guy to go outside of Yud Beis Mil, even though that's Daraisa according to some Poskim. And then, now, can I ask the guy to go? He brought it for me. So am I allowed to use it? Says the Mishnah Berurah explaining the Shulchan. I'm allowed to use it. Can I send him the Chatchila? So that's what Shara Tzion. Ois, Kuf Chav Bey says, you can rely on those opinions that hold it's the Rabbanon, and say it's a double the Rabbanon to ask the guy to go do it. Even though some hold it's the Raisa. Okay. Now, if you skip down 3-4 lines, Vatam, Shedover, so this is a sugya in Beit Zedav Tezvav, and in Chelek Hei, Siman Tov, Kuf Tezvav, the guy brings things with Chutz L'Tchum on Yontif, he brings you a bunch of apples, Chutz L'Tchum on Yontif, are you allowed to eat them, are you not allowed to eat them? So, who do you bring it for? There's a whole discussion over there. So says the Mishnah over here, Vatam, Shedover, Abba, Mechutz L'Tchum, if something causes me Chutz L'Tchum, Mutter V'Tiltum, it's not Muktzah, you're allowed to move it. There's an Isra Achilo Hana. The guy brings me apples. So it's not Muksa, but I'm not allowed to eat them. But you are allowed to eat them. He didn't bring it for you. He brought it for me. You're my neighbor. You're not my, if you're my son, so then the whole family is included. Brought it for the family, you say. You didn't just bring it for me, brought it for my family. Family's us. But the neighbors are allowed to partake. So if the neighbors are allowed to partake, it's not Muksa. It's a fine apple. I personally am not allowed to eat it. So there's an Isra Achila or Hana. But here we're dealing with a shofar. V'zeshet rokeh abot kesha mitzvah ein hachashuv hana. Like we said, it's not considered a Hana. Mitzvah slav lehana is nitnu. Okay, now, the Isra v'mir l'akum has two parts. It might have three, but the standard way, I don't know, for some reason there's a third part that sort of got lost in the shuffle, but A, there's an Isser Darabanan for me to ask God to do something for me on Shabbos or Yantav. That's called Amir La'akum. B, I'm not allowed to benefit from something that a guy does for me on Shabbos or Yantav. So, I'm not allowed to ask the guy to turn on the light. In theory, you can hint to the guy, a Ramiza, Shelo B'Lashon Tzivui, a certain type of hint is not considered an Amira. You can hint to have the guy do something for you on Shabbos. But, if it's pitch dark in the room and the guy turns on the light, even if I didn't ask him to turn on the light, if he turns it on for me, I have a separate, is it to get hana from something that the guy does for the Jew on Shabbos. So how do you ever have a Shabbos guy? So a lot of times, Shabbos guy is actually very problematic. The guy can turn off the light, because turning off the light, that's not called a hana. The fact that the light prevents you from being able to sleep, it's annoying to have the guy remove an annoying light, that's not a direct hana, that would be okay. So you can't do an Amira, you do a Remiza Shalom B'Losh and Tzivu, a special type of hint. And then the fact that you don't like, that's not a direct Hana. It's just removing in something annoying, so that would be okay. Why did Chazal ask her benefiting from something the guy does from the Jew on Shabbos? Because Chazal, there may be other reasons, but the simple reason is because if I'm allowed to benefit, then the next step is to ask the guy to do it. So now there's like a double trouble. Even if a guy does it for you, you're not allowed to benefit. So if I'm not allowed to benefit, I'm not going to be tempted to ask the guy to do it for me on Shabbos or Yonta. So it says the Mishnah Berurah over here, I'm allowed to benefit from the guys doing an Issa D'Oraisa, according to some. Here the whole thing is easier because it's D'Rabbanan. But even if you hold this D'Oraisa, it seems, it's still going to be mutter for me to benefit. Because we're not afraid you're going to ask the guy to do the iser of getting you the shofar, even though he seemed to say it's mutter to ask the guy to get you the shofar. But if it would be usher to ask the guy to do, get the shofar, ask the guy to do an iser daraisa, whatever it is, we're not afraid you're going to ask the guy to do something that's usher. You're not going to want to do a mitzvah through an avera. So that gzera seems to fall by the wayside, even though practically speaking, it's hard to fit all the pieces into this puzzle over here because it's generally a derabanan. And Shaatian just told us, even if it was daraisa, there are enough mekilin that you can rely on the derabanan. That's the derabanan for a guy, a mamako mitzvah. So there's a lot to rely on. Okay, but since it came chutzatrum, you're not allowed to. If there's no eruv in your city, it's limited to dalat amas. So you have to leave it in the house. You can't just like. Even though Yontif, you don't need an Erev, so it's a carrying, but when something goes outside of its tchum, so that it's stuck to Dalet Amos, you can't just go wherever you want, unless it's an Erev around the city, and the whole city is considered Dalet Amos. What? Right, the guy brings it to the shul, then you leave it there. Right. Okay. Then the Mishabura continues, but we're going to skip that part. You can do the last piece of Mishabura Sukkotan Pei Zayin for homework. Talks about maybe the muksa aspect if it's chutzatzur. Okay, based on the very end of Siman Tov Kuf Tezvav Drama, I ain't shown for homework. Continues the Shulchan Aruch. Who adin? Okay, if the guy brought a chutzatzur, it's mutter. What adin? Also, guy shayfer biyantif mutter litzkara bo. If the guy prepared the shofar, he made the shofar for yantif, it's also mutter. Why is this mutter? Shuvasim kada peches. I feel it b'shul Yisrael. Even if he did it for the Jew, it's still going to be mutter. And again, we're not afraid you're going to ask the guy to do it for you, which you wouldn't be allowed to do, because let's say it's a deraisa involved, because you're not going to want to do the mitzvah through an avera. That's what the Shaar HaTzion says in Ois Kuf Chav Zayin. Umayri she'asa nochemi keren shalah. We're talking about he used his own animal horn to turn into a shofar. And the guy stuff does not muksa. The law of a muksa. A guy does not separate his das from something on Shabbos Yontif. He doesn't have a Shabbos. He doesn't have a Yontif. So there's no Hetzach Das, no Muksa. Aval Mikeren Shal Yisrael. But if he took the Jew's horn, which was not blowable, made it blowable. So Tazel Avet Kobo Da'avi Muksa Denola. Then it becomes Muksa Denola because he made a new one for you. It wasn't usable before. Now here the Shaar HaTzion and Kuf Chav Ches points out from the Na'ar Shalom. He disagrees with this whole premise that taking a shofar and making it blowable is no lot. It was a horn, it is a horn. So he made it usable, but it's not really no lot. Now, I don't know, there's two different types of no lot. There's like extreme no lot, which is more problematic. There's low grade no lot, which is less problematic. I don't know why they don't like make that distinction over here. At least Mishnah Berurah doesn't. But in the end, Mishra says, well, but he's doing it right. The guy is making it clear. Makiva Patish, whatever he's doing, right. You're allowed to be nan nan. Then the question is, what about the muksa? And he says, but, in them, shofar acha klaus, skip down a couple of lines. If you don't have a shofar, yesh dismachal, that's a poskim, the batir nol biyotif, the ar mekilim of nol and yotif. We're machmir, but the Mishra brings down, by the Ramah, but then the beginning, because yotif, the ar mekilim. And therefore, you can make a lot of air, but makom mitzvah. You can rely on the mekim. The kobo kadesh lo avatla mitzvah sase. What about the second day of Rosh Hashanah? Now it's only derabanan. It's not a mitzvah sase. Umotet kobo ap yom sheni. But what about, good, I blew 30 tekiyas. So maybe I blew 60 tekiyas of the derabanan, yusha, mumat. What about the last 40, the total minug? The kozman she ochso biyadu, umotet kobo kol tekiyas kfiya minug. As long as you didn't put the shofar down, you're allowed to blow as many tzkiyas as you want. So that is a very hotly debated topic in the beginning of Siman Shin Ches Hilchos Muksa. If I use a klishim lachtel iser, I picked up the hammer to open up the coconut, now I can put it wherever I want, the hammer, as long as it's in my hand. The question is, does that relate to other types of muksa? Here it sounds like it does. We're being makel that it does. The other question is, what if I picked it up a iser? But that's not right here. You picked it up a heter to blow the daraisa kolos. What's the thing you have a heter? So those are two shilas over there. Is it? Once I have muksa in my hand, I can move it wherever I want. Is that only if I was allowed to pick up the muksa in the first place? Okay. Or it doesn't matter. And B, is that only to a low grade muksa called klishim alach to iser and not to something more chamur? Here you're dealing with nolad, which would be more severe than a klisha malach tolis. Okay, so that's all discussion. Also, let's finish up the simon. Sifchav gimel yachol item b'sor chomayim al yayin letzachzachol. You can clean out the shofar on Rosh Hashanah using water or wine. Aval mei raglayim, but to use urine ap b'chol asam covered. Apparently that would do a good job, but that's disgraceful, and therefore even during the week you would not be allowed to use urine to clean out your shofar. It's not kavod hamitzvah, it's not kavod Hashem. Mitzvahs have to be treated properly, and therefore that is not a proper way of doing it. Okay, but use the water or the wine, that would be okay. And even though you're, you know, cleaning it out on Yontif, that would be okay, just like you do the dishes on Yontif, you could do the shofars on Yontif, and that would be okay. So that is Siman Tov Kuf Pei Vav, Chaf Aleph, Chaf Beis, and Chaf Gimel.